We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Rudy Tomjanovich played his college basketball at the University of Michigan, grew up in Hamtramck, and then went on to a Hall of Fame career as a player and a coach. And we can say he had a Hall of Fame career because it's now official. Rudy T. was voted in over the weekend to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and he joins us here on 97.1 The Ticket. Coach, good morning. Congratulations. How are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you guys.
How's your health?
Great to be with you. We really appreciate the time. How are you feeling? How's your family? Everybody in decent shape?
Everybody's in very good shape here. I'm down in Florida and in a great situation where I don't have to mingle with too many people, and beautiful scenery. And then I got the good news, and boy, the timing of that news was perfect. You know, the whole world's in this crazy situation, and to get something that positive was just a godsend.
Well, when you've waited a long time, and I know I've talked to your buddy Steve Fishman throughout the years on this, and it's amazing you've made the Hall of Fame despite being friends with Steve Fishman and a teammate.
But I know.
That's
I was trying to hide that fact.
Yes, yeah. But, you know, when you finally got the call, you know, the other day, I can't imagine what it felt like, because we used to sit there and say, God, what's taking so long? I mean, how is he not in the Hall of Fame? And personally, I thought you had the qualifications pretty much as a player, too. But
well, thank you. It was very suspenseful because the president of the Hall of Fame calls the people, and I've been here before, and just to hear his voice put me in a very anxious situation, and I was hanging on every word. And when he said, you're in, boy, what a wonderful feeling. You know, it's not easy having to explain to people, you know, well, what's going on? Well, I didn't know what's going on. You know, this isn't something that I applied for or something. You know, you just sort of wait. You know, and patience paid off.
Yeah. We're talking to Rudy Tomjanovich, who was voted into the Hall of Fame over the weekend. Really an amazing class, and we'll get to that momentarily. I was surprised to read, not just that you hadn't gotten into this point, because I'm with Stoney, you should have gotten in. You are the first Michigan Wolverine to go into the Basketball Hall of Fame, which is quite an honor for you, but given the history of Michigan basketball, shocked me.
It absolutely shocked. When we saw that fact, I started going, I thought Cassie was in. And, you know, there have been some really good players coming out of Michigan. And I'm sure Weber will be there soon, you know, but that was a big surprise.
Like I said, a lot of people thought you had the qualification to go in as a player, especially with the great college numbers that you had at Michigan, you know, before the three-pointer and, you know, those legendary bank shots and things like that. And then as a pro, obviously your career was stymied by the punch. How much do you think that affected your Hall of Fame career? And I have to come clean. I went to American University, the home of Kermit Washington, and we used to, you know, hold him to like such high esteem until that happened. Do you ever speak to him at all after that?
Yeah, we had a very interesting situation happened many years after that incident. John Feinstein, the great writer, sports writer, came to me and said, I'd like to write a book about the punch. And I said, oh, man, that's old news. Nobody wants to talk about that stuff. I says, I know Kermit doesn't want to talk about it. And he says, that's not true. He would love to have people know his side of it. And I wasn't really excited about doing it. And after John's persistence, and I really liked John Feinstein, I decided to do it. And I was still coaching at the time in Houston, and I remember I was doing work on a tape up in my house, and I get a call at night, and it's Kermit thanking me for doing the book. So he had his opportunity to say, you know, what had happened to him. And then I asked him what he was doing, and he was working out some big men. So he was a trainer for big men, and we were going to get Yao Ming. And I just asked him, you got any like 7-foot guys that would want to come to a training camp, but they're not going to make the team, but it would be a good experience. And he had an African player, and this kid came in and did a great job for us. And we kept in contact, you know, maybe once every couple months, he'd give me a call. And, you know, we turned that relationship around.
That's great.
We're talking to Rudy Tomjanovich. Rudy, obviously you alluded to the Rockets, and let younger fans know you as the Rockets coach for the back-to-back championships in the 90s. First year, you beat the Knicks. Second year, you beat the Orlando Magic, and that was the famous Rudy T. quote afterwards. The Magic were the team, Shaq and Penny and everybody, and I'm just wondering what your attitude was on that team that year. Were you kind of laying in the weeds, like, no one's giving us a chance, we got Hakeem, we got Clyde, I like our chances here? Was that the attitude heading into that postseason?
Well, that was my attitude and the coaching staff's attitude. I didn't know till many years later when we did a reunion how much the Clyde acquisition affected the rest of the team. And those guys were feeling threatened because Clyde was such a versatile player and I could play him in a couple positions, that it was affecting about 3 or 4 different guys on the team. And they weren't really happy about that. It was almost like, what the heck are they doing? We were a championship team, and now they make this deal. But we were really struggling at that time. We were losing the teams. This is before the injuries. You know, we were just losing to some bad teams. And then you start hearing that little whisper out there, Clyde might be available. And then at the All-Star break, we looked into it, and we thought he was the only guy that we could, you know, a great player that we could get in the middle of a season that wouldn't have to adjust to a guy like Hakeem Olajuwon because they're great friends. And Clyde came in and did a fantastic job for us. And then this is what was interesting about that year. We never played as a team, as a whole team, until the playoffs. So we had to find our chemistry in the playoffs, because Maxwell was hurt. Hakeem had, a reaction to some of those anti-inflammatories. And so we had a brand new team starting in the playoffs.
Wow.
Now, you won those two titles, and there are some people say, well, they only won because those 2 years Michael didn't play. Does that bother you at all, or do you think that has some legitimacy?
Of course, you know, you don't like to hear that stuff. But the great thing is when we got Charles Barkley, the first time we went to Phoenix, he had the coaching staff over his house for a great dinner. And we were surprised by two guests that he had there, and they were Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan.
Wow.
And it was a one hell of a night, believe me. It was a hell of a night. And Jordan felt we had the best chance to beat them because they couldn't match up with Hakeem Olajuwon. And we had Mad Max, Vernon Maxwell, who just loved the big games and loved to play against against Jordan, and they would battle. So he admitted it that, hey, that you guys really bothered us, and that was our toughest matchup.
You mentioned Hakeem, and you know, when people talk about the greatest players in the game's history, Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, Kareem, and I feel like Hakeem is like, I don't know, maybe a cut below, even though he shouldn't be, because during those years, I guess, do we underrate Hakeem Olajuwon, number one, coach, and number two, was he the most coachable superstar you ever had? Because from the outside, he just seemed like such a decent person who also was a hell of a basketball player.
Absolutely. He, you know, he had so much natural talent. And, you know, we watched him. We watched him very closely at University of Houston. We did not know he was going to be this great offensive player. We thought he was going to be more like Bill Russell, you know, rebounding, blocking shots, and that was going to be the, you know, and then scoring. But he comes in, and all of a sudden, this beautiful, soft touch, these spin moves, it was just great to be a part of that process. I was an assistant coach through most of his career, and then, you know, in the latter part of his career, he got the head coaching job. And, you know, what a blessing to get a job and have a guy like him. And we made a couple adjustments on how we were going to do things when people double-teamed us. And we started rotating. Instead of cutting through, which most of the teams did, we filled the space, the spacing on the outside a little bit different than a lot of teams were doing. And it really opened up the game for him. And, you know, just going back over a lot of games and thinking about Hakeem's passing was the big difference to being a champion. Like, we heard the stories about Phil talking to Jordan about there's an open guy on this play, there's an open guy on this play. Hakeem did the same thing. He made some great passes out to Maxwell, who had a lot of game winners. And then in the New York series, he made a fantastic pass to Sam Cassell at the top of the key, who made a big dagger that helped us win a game we had to win there.
Two quick things. I assume maybe not, but Hakeem will be your presenter. And the other thing is, you know, obviously growing up in Hamtramck, playing in Michigan, your memories about of that, growing up here and making the Hall of Fame from here, your roots in here, from here.
Well, you know, the funny thing about this thing, once it sunk in that it had happened, the thoughts, I didn't think of championships and things like that. I thought about the tough times, the, times when I wasn't playing, you know, I was on the bench or just struggling through something. And it made me be very thankful that I didn't give up, you know, that I kept hanging in there because, you know, things didn't take. I'm just not one of those guys who takes off and goes right to the mountaintop. I've always sort of been a guy who'd have to grind it out. And just the way the Hall of Fame situation turned out, it was, you know, a great mirror on sort of how my career was.
Well, Rudy, we really appreciate it. Obviously, the state of Michigan and particularly the Detroit area in Arbor is thrilled for you. Congratulations. Thanks so much for the time. And hopefully we'll talk to you again when the induction ceremony rolls around later on this summer.
That'd be a pleasure to do. Good to be with you guys.
Thanks, Rudy.
Thanks a lot. There he is, the Hall of Famer, Rudy Tomjanovich, joining us here, Jamie and Stoney, on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.